أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran Today we wish to look at the very final verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Hamd, verse number 7 which completes this beautiful chapter which as we know as Muslims we recite at least 10 times every day in our 5 daily prayers And in this final verse which is really a summation, a culmination of what we have spoken about and what we have been praying to God really in the previous verses, we point our attention to guidance and we complete our discussion that we had talked about in our last verse. And in this particular verse, verse number 7, we say, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ We're asking God to provide us that guidance on the straight path, to guide us and to keep us on that straight path. And we define that path in this verse by saying that this is the path of those who have earned your blessings, who have earned your favors. And it is not a path on which those people who have earned your wrath are upon, nor of those who have gone astray. Point number one to realize is that this verse guides us and teaches us what is the right path to be upon. Right, as we talked about in our previous discussion, that we're looking for the straight path. But today, in the Muslim world alone, you've got over 1.8 billion Muslims all claiming to be on the straight path. Who really is on that right straight path to God? Everybody claims the truth, but this verse shows us that this is not the reality. Right? It's not only limited to other dispensations, other religions in the world, but even within the world of Islam, not everybody is on the right path. And so in this verse, we specifically ask Allah for an indicator of who has earned that right path, who is on that path of salvation. Because it's not enough to just claim Islam. No, we have to go even deeper than that and understand what is the true message, the true vision of Islam. What is the true teachings of God in the Quran? As exemplified by the Prophet and his noble successors. In point number two, we see that God himself has divided humanity into various segments. He has compartmentalized us, put us into boxes, so to speak. And he gives us at least three indicators of the groups of humanity. He gives the first group, he describes the first group as being those who have attained the blessings the favors of God, that is the particular group that we are seeking to be within. But then he puts a second box forward and he proposes and says that there are some who have earned the anger, the wrath of God. Now God doesn't have emotions, God doesn't have sentiments, he's not sentimental, he doesn't have feelings like you and I. So when we talk about the anger of God, we realize that this is a manifestation or it is manifest through the fire of hell, through punishment, cause and effect in the world of creation. And so there are certain people who have earned God's displeasure, have earned his fire of hell because of their own actions. And so we seek to not be within that group. And the third group, the third compartment that God speaks about are those who have gone astray, who have been misled, who have become deviants. And we seek also protection from them that we don't fall into that third category. Now, for the next point is that obviously in order for you and I to better understand that we need to analyze and really delve deep into these three groups from the point of view of the Quran. These videos don't give us an opportunity to go into that depth, so we would refer the viewers to look at commentaries of the Quran available in print, such as Al-Mizan, which is available in English, that will give a better understanding of these three groups from the other verses of the Quran. But suffice it us to mention that we need to be always constantly looking and checking ourselves to make sure we're not on the path of earning God's anger. How do we do that? We have to look at where his anger lies. We have to make sure we're not on that path of becoming misled or gone astray from the path of Islam. Again, we need to look at the Quran to identify traits, qualities, characteristics of those who are going astray to keep us away from that level of becoming deviant from God's teachings. And so when we look for the straight path, we have to again look back into the Quran, Look into the statements of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, where he describes who are on this path. And last but not least, so we conclude with this, that we say that as we repeat again, that as human beings, we need role models to live. And so this verse, actually these last two verses of this chapter show us that the role models that God has put in place for us will guide us, not to themselves. They don't guide to their own personalities or egos as some people in the world today do. No, these role models guide us back to God, to our Creator. And so we need to find these role models from amongst the prophets, from amongst the truthful ones, from amongst the witnesses that God has put in place on earth. And we need to use them to get back to God, to connect to God, to become complete, total human beings, and to reach that level of perfection in our humanistic qualities and traits. As we conclude, remind the viewers, if you have not yet subscribed to our channel, please go ahead and take a moment to subscribe to be updated when we post new videos such as these. If you've benefited from this video, go ahead and hit that like button. And if you have any questions or comments, please go ahead and leave them in the comment section below, and we will do our best to respond. And also, you will be able to engage with other viewers and to discuss these verses and much more to come of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.